Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Tuesday, 5/10/2011, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific. Sunny day here in Southern California today, everyone. Had a couple of days of clouds and rain, but we are back to normal, and it's such a beautiful day to hear. And I'm sure that Atlanta, you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day also. Had a great, great broadcast yesterday with Atlanta's very own entrepreneurs, Doug from Deep Fried Brownies and Patrick of P. Alexander Catering. Great having the fellows on the show yesterday to just chit-chat with the community, let them know who they are and sharing best practices that can help build the community. So my very best to both of you guys and all your success with your businesses. Well, everyone, as you all know, BGE Radio is on world broadcasting coast to coast for our Financial Empowerment Movement 2011. The movement is alive, and we're getting a lot of traction and attention and requests and people just reaching out. As you know, in these financial times, people are ready to restore their lives and empower their lives and get their lives back on track. So today, to kick off the movement, starting here on the West Coast, in my very hometown, San Diego, California, I have our very own and very influential educator, historian, and humanitarian, Dr. To discuss the importance of being financially literate. Thank you, Dr. Wayman. Thank you, Dr. Carroll, for being on the air today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Enjoy it.
Yes. Everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. We are in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So definitely come join. You can call in if you have any questions for Dr. Carroll. Very, very influential guy, like I said, here in here in San Diego in our community, educator, political activist. I mean, the list goes on and on. So there you go, Dr. Carroll. Go ahead and let everyone know who you are. I know we probably have a whole different show for that, but just give them some bullet points of who Dr. Carroll is.
Well, that's my name. My first name is Carroll. That's C-A-R-R-O-L for anyone who needs to spell it. Wayman is the last name, W-A-Y-M-O-N. I live in San Diego, been here now for 40 years, a little over, I've been here about 47 years already in San Diego. I'm an educator, historian, sociologist, psychologist, anthropologist, medical anthropologist, and entrepreneur. So that's generally who I am, and I can fill in the blanks as people want to know more about me, since I'm shy about talking about myself. But I do have several degrees, including PhDs, and I've been president of a local college and university, and I've retired from one of the local community colleges after 27 years. But I also have done other educational stuff, such as setting up the Black Studies Department at one of the large universities here, San Diego State University, where I set up the Black Studies Department. And I was the executive director of a city-run human relations agency for 5 years, and a business person beside all of that, and hold seminars in terms of wealth, physical wealth, monetary wealth, and all kinds of wealth. So I'm glad to be on.
Right.
Definitely,
and it's a pleasure to have you here. Pleasure, because I mean you were on the board for the Howard University Alumni Association. I am throwing some names out there. Of course, your entrepreneur, your business is Carroll Wayman and Associates. I mean, you've even been recognized by Congressman Bill Filner. So, I mean, you're very influential and very, very recognized in the community here. So it's a pleasure to have you here, retired from San Diego State University, to speak about, the importance of financial literacy, because, in these times, everyone's hurting and everyone's trying to restore their life. So what more can we ask for than to have it from a man that can teach us with great experience?
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I think wealth is important. number one, very, very important, monetary wealth, in addition to all the other kinds of wealth we talk about. But we're talking about today financial wealth. Let me tell you how important it is. Once you get a base for your financial wealth, as you accumulate it, you can free yourself then to do other kinds of things. I start at the basis. If you're going to have a family, you have to have wealth to raise the family. In my family, for example, there were twins. I'm a twin. My twin died a couple of years ago, but I'm a twin. My parents had to have at least some basis for wealth, and that was a long time ago. But if you don't have physical wealth, you really are in a bind because you cannot live the life that you want to live. Call it a good life if you wish. And in these days and times, all of us should have access to the good life. The other reason it's so important, though, is it frees our minds, our souls, to do other things besides simply dwell on money. We need to get the basis for it, let it work for us so we can expand our lives and live a fuller life with our families. That's why it's so important.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, especially, and I'll say this, you know, in our community, African-American community, it's not really educated, you know, the importance of being financially literate. You know, in our community, a lot of people, you know, they think that bling-bling is what it is, but really and truly, that's not what it's about.
I think the other part of that, leading
right,
into
the understanding of money.
Yeah, I think that we should be very clear about we should not be so envious of those who have money. We should emulate them. I don't mean do everything they did, because there are some things obviously that are crooked. We got crooks from ministers all the way down to educators to mechanics. We got crooks in all of us in our communities. That's really not what we're talking about. We ought to praise those who are having the ability, the sagacity, and the nerve to say, I want to be part of this American dream. I want my family to be part of this American dream. I want my kids to understand how the world operates, how to make money, but just as important, how to save the money and put it to work. I think it's very important.
Very, very, very important. And, you know, I'm Dr. Carol. I'm a financial planner by trade. I'm a licensed financial planner.
Right,
and, you
right.
know, I work with a lot of clients creating financial plans for them.
Well, you know all about that.
Have a financial plan and create that legacy, you know, if they were to, you know, pass away and that way leaving that legacy with the family to be financially secured.
Yes, yes. Well, I think you put your finger on something else. You are a registered and a licensed, if you wish, credential financial planner. Maybe one of the hidden things in our community, well, not so much hidden anymore now, but until a few years ago, was why should I have somebody call a financial planner to work with me? That was a big kind of no-no in our community until the last 12 or 20 years when it became obvious that all of us are not geniuses saving money, using money, investing money. And suddenly we reach a point where we need you.
Right.
We need you
definitely.
As a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people ought to recognize that. How do
and that's what I promote a lot, too. So, yes, definitely.
How do you find
and
most
people?
It's
free. A lot of people think it costs. It's free.
Yes.
It's
do you
free,
find a lot of resistance to people calling you to use your services in the black community?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's more, you know, on an educational piece. It's giving the understanding. The reception is a lot more open now. But, you know, it's an educational piece. Just have to teach, you know, and let them know how important it is. Not just with the financial plan, but the importance of life insurance. That's another piece. So what do you think about that?
Yes. Well, I think you put your finger on something. When we say wealth, many people will think, those who are not used to it, will think we're only talking about a house, money, salary, and concrete money. When we talk about wealth, you put your finger on something. What about insurances? What about annuities? What about investment? All of those things, all of those things are important, and I know you talk about those a lot. I think more and more we should try to say what wealth is besides simply a dollar in the bank. That's not where we are. You're talking about if something should happen to us, hopefully not, when we are in our prime time of earning money, if something should happen to us, would we have invested enough so that we can go on living at our standard so that our kids can continue to get education and opportunities? I think that's wealth. So I'm glad you mentioned that part.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And, you know, speaking of the children, and, you know, with your expertise being an educator throughout San Diego, you know, I reach out to a lot of the kids because I believe they are the foundation.
Yes.
What can you say to, you know, the many parents out there on ways that they can, you know, kind of just educate their kids, because it's a part of everyday life on how important it is to, you know the money management, know the importance of money management, and not just that, just the importance of being financial literate. And what are some tips that you can share with them that they can practice with their children?
I think that's important. I would suggest a couple of things, and I'll go back and give you a concrete example. I would suggest that in your business, for example, that you'd be interested also in having family planning so that little kids from the time before they're walking, while they're running around, learning to walk, learning to go to school, they are in on part of the family's concern. They won't understand all the terms, we know that. They don't understand all the big words. But from the beginning, have the kids involved in understanding what financial planning is. Have family conferences about it, family discussions about it, even before they're able to talk and walk. How do you look at that?
That sounds like what it's supposed to be. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, people need to start, you know, with everyone on the go. You know, I try to tell everyone, too, like, you know, you need to get back to that family foundation. Have a weekly meeting with dinner, and you guys talk about different topics.
Yes, yes.
And this being one.
Yes. Here's a suggestion that some of the parents could really say, oh, I didn't know that. I never thought about that. From the time they are born and the time they start walking, and when their parents are thinking about investing maybe now, we'll say it during the first year, in programs, including annuities, in the insurances, to put away so much a month so that kids, when they come out of high school, if they want to go on to college, will have accumulated so much money in their name, or if they want to do a trade or something. In other words, when they graduate, say, at 18, for 18 years, there was a fund set aside in their names for educational purposes, regardless of what they use it for. Now, I want to take that idea one step further and say all parents should set up some kind of little, we'll call it bank account for kids from the time they're born. And as the kids get older, they got to put 5 cents into that fund. They got to put a dollar into that fund. Get into junior high school, they got to go out and work and put $2 a week or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. If it's on more than 10 cents, have the kids put into their own personal account where we teach them how to keep the books, how to count up their money, what it means, and teach them what you already know so that they, when they get your age, they can really understand it and themselves become financial planners. What do you think of that idea?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, in a lot of countries like in Europe and Canada, the government system has actually implemented a lot of financial planning or the import or financial literacy programs into the curriculum. Do you see that forthcoming here as an educator yourself into the colleges or elementary schools, high schools, middle schools? Do you see that forthcoming with us here in America, which is extremely important, especially after what's happened in the last few years?
Yes, yes. Let's extend that idea for a minute. Let's extend that idea, and I'll go back 50 years. Well, I'll be careful here for some who are not that age yet. But go back 50 years when I was teaching junior high school in Philadelphia. I'm in California now, of course, but in Philadelphia, where I taught junior high school, not my high school days. We set up every Monday morning, we had to have our little conference in the room where we took up pennies, literally. Every kid in my class had to have a bank account, but it was done through an association with one of the local savings and loans. I still have papers on that from way back then. Every Monday, all the classes, we took up pennies, nickels and dimes, and every student had to have an account if it's no more than a penny put in it. Now, we were lucky in Philadelphia because at that time we had a bank, I won't give the name of the bank, that was interested in having kids through their educational system, having kids understand what money was, the importance of money, how money translates, how to save it, how to keep their own bank accounts, and every kid had a little book. And for the first hour every Monday morning, that was my job as teacher, to first gather the pennies up and have them enter that into their books. What do you think of that idea now?
I love it. I love it. That's where it starts. I mean, they're implementing it into the everyday life. You know, a lot of these studies that are in schools right now, I mean, the kids learn it through the books, but a lot of the stuff they forget and don't even implement into real life situations.
Yes, right,
it's about
real life
now, so that's an excellent plan.
Right. And the kids learn what they do. They do what they learn, but they have to learn it first, and they do it. That's how the kids learn. Is there any question, though, about anything so far that I've said, or anybody want to ask me questions? I'd be glad to respond in any kind of way, if it's all right.
Yeah, definitely. No one has called in yet, and but there's a lot of listeners I can see, and then usually they're on online chat. But I get emails every once in a while, but we do have a lot of listeners tuning in. I can actually see the numbers, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to touch on a little bit more about I want to hear a little bit more about your business side, you know, Carol Wayman and Associates, and how people can actually reach out to you to come speak, because I think you're very important person and a very influential person that can really continue to make the difference within the community when it comes to this financial literacy piece. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back, everyone. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. In live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. I have a very influential Dr. Carol Wayman here in San Diego, California, educator, humanitarian, political activist. I can keep the list going on and on, but definitely he's here to talk to you all about and share with you guys the importance of financial literacy and how important it is to have yourself educated on that piece within your life to make sure that you live an empowered life. Now, Dr. Wayman, you said you do a lot of speaking engagements, and I want to hear a little bit more about your business side. Can you tell us a little more about Carol Wayman and Associates and how someone can reach out to you and what type of topics that you speak on if they want to request a public speaking engagement with you?
Yeah, I'd be glad to cover that. I'll back up and say now, Wayman and Associates Incorporated, WA, that's Wayman and Associates Incorporated, is a for-profit organization. I have a for-profit, this is for-profit, and the other one I have is for non-profit, which means we cover the whole waterfront for those who want business and have it deducted as a contribution, can give it to the nonprofit. It's a regular nonprofit organization, and we give money to all kinds of organizations. We also serve as a planner for many. But the Wayman and Associates, the business side of it, means that we conduct seminars, and it's been existing now since 1968. So you can see Wayman and Associates since 1968. To make money, we do training. We put on seminars about so many different objects. It's not just about money per se. But let's say somebody calls us up and say, we want to do training for teachers. We meet with them. We plan for them. We outline what they want. They tell us what they want. We take their ideas back, and we do with their ideas what they want. We don't take over the ideas. We help them plan it. So the first idea is, got an idea? You call us. And if it's in our area, we'd be glad to say we'd help you out. Making a planning. Now, many people don't know what a business plan is. One of the first things we do is business plan. I'll stop there and see what questions I can further answer.
No, you can keep going. No one has a question, but there's listeners, so you can keep going. I'll kind of squeeze it in if something comes through or someone calls in.
Okay.
Keep
the first thing is understand what a business plan is. And I would suggest that many listening out there, one way to do that is look at your local colleges, universities, or other institutions in the community, including the banks, including the savings and loans, including the credit unions, and find out about all the seminars, all the free stuff, let alone the paid stuff, all the free seminars that are going on all the time with these financial institutions about how to develop a business plan. Most people, ordinary people like mom and dad, they don't have time to go to colleges and universities to learn it in formal classes. But they can call up one of those institutions and say, what is a business plan? How do I learn what a business plan is? Can I get a sample of one? And when are the next seminars coming up? So we start with business plan. We help people put business ideas down and eventually help them understand how to get somebody to help them write a business plan. I'll stop there and say that's one of the things Wayman and Associates does, and we've been doing it now for many, many years. The other is we do assessments to sort of find out how the business is going, and we look at how to reach out, how to further reach out of what you're doing, how do you want more people to know what you want. And a fourth thing, and I'll stop after this, is who are your potential customers? Who do you want as your potential customers? Aside from the PR to get them in, public relations to get them in and advertise it, who are the potential people you want in for your business partners? And what is your product? Is it service? Is it concrete stuff? What is your product? I'll stop there and see if there are any reactions to that. That's what Wayman is.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome right there, Dr. Wayman, because it's funny you said that. You know, I'm not sure if you know about our other piece that I have with Build, Grow, and Enjoy called From the Hustle to the Boardroom, and that's targeted to our entrepreneurs and our business guys. And that's where this whole financial empowerment movement is a part of. We've actually production of because we've been offered a reality show on that. So we're in production of that because, you know, it's very important for businesses to grow within the community because they are the ones that generate, you know, the income for the community.
Right.
And create the jobs and just allow the community to grow and build.
Yeah, without the financial institutions in all of our cities that we hear talk about all the time, like since President has been in just these last 2 years, even before he became president, when the bottom was falling out. It was about business. It was about investments. It was about all these financial institutions ripping us off, how to write regulations. All those things are done through groups like mine, where they bring in, the government brings in these experts who've been in business for years in the community, because it's these little business people, as well as the big business people, but the little people who runs a grocery store around the corner, who does upholstery around the corner, who runs gas stations around the corner. All these are businesses, and we need to know how they operate.
Definitely. The driving force of the community.
Exactly.
You're very right.
And they,
you're extremely right.
Without them, we couldn't exist. That's what it's about. How to build and enjoy it and grow.
You got it, right? Build, grow, and enjoy. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's true. You got to build it, you grow it, and then you eventually enjoy it. So that's that. I mean, it's been a vision of mine for years just as a financial planner. You know, the name, you know, kind of came to me as I'm meeting with all these different individuals and my clients. And I'm like, this is exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is, straight to the point.
Absolutely, and your kids learn it from you, so they'll enjoy it too. They won't even enjoy just the fruits of your efforts, but the efforts of their own efforts, the fruit of their own efforts as they grow up and see what the benefits are. And I think it's just great.
Thank you. Well, is there anything, how can people contact you, Dr. Carol, and is there anything else you'd like to add? We've got about four more minutes now, so is there anything else to add and just tell them how they can contact you?
Yeah, the last thing I'd like to add is challenge people to sit down and write one day what their dreams are about wealth, however they define it. We have many different categories of wealth, but write down what they'd like to, where they'd like to be. We usually say in 5 years. What would you like to have in 5 years? And then put them in a category. Now, everybody can not get organized that way. I know that. So that's why we have people like you who can help them get organized, or some friend. Write it down and number them 1, 2, 3, 4. This is where I'd like to be in 5 years. 1, 2, 3, 4. And write it out, spell it out, talk about it, talk it over the table, and argue about it, fuss about it. But write it down, where I'd like to be in 5 years.
Right. You're absolutely right. And how can you be contacted for speaking engagements or someone to reach out to you in regards to your business side of what you got going on?
Well, my regular number is 619, area code 619-263-4929. Now, that's my regular telephone. My cell number, which is not working today, I'm changing cell phones, so in the next week I'll have a new. But the cell phone was 619-823-7324. I'll read that again. That's 619-838-7324. I'm going to keep that cell number, but I'll have another cell number. I'll also have my blog up again pretty soon, blog and Facebook and Twitter. But start with that home number, 619-263-4929. Be glad to talk to anybody at any time.
Definitely. And I'll go ahead and make sure that your information gets up on Bill Grow and Enjoy. I do have one of your videos of one of the television interview that you had here in San Diego. And you're also on the a very popular news broadcast here daily, correct? Out here in San Diego. I haven't seen it yet, but I got the news that
broadcast.
And what channel is that?
I didn't give him my email too.
What is that?
My email. I didn't say it's email is Carol. That's Carol 100 at cox.net. That's my email. And all they have to do is identify who they are, and we'd be glad to work with them or talk with them.
Sounds good. So I will go ahead and get all that information up. Look for the Facebook. Look for your blog. And we have a featured guest group, for all guests that come on the air, and they can just directly come on my site and get that information for you. Now, Dr. Carol, before we go, what radio station are you, or not radio, but media station do you broadcast on daily here in San Diego?
In San Diego, the most of the most of mine is on public writing, right? I write newspaper articles every week for one of the newspapers. And the radio program that is not on right now, but will get on, I'll get the letters for you because they're reopening right now. It was every week I was on the program. So I'll get that for you.
Okay.
For a whole year and a half,
I
was on that
program. Well, it was a pleasure and an honor to have you on the air today, and I will be calling you as soon as we finish broadcasting because there's some things I want to talk to you about. But thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you much for having me, and good luck to all your listeners.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. That concludes us today. Thank you for tuning in. Bill Grow and Enjoy WIGO 1570 AM The Light, broadcasting tomorrow. Bradley Albert with American Family Insurance, the importance of life insurance. So create that legacy, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.